yes, he did leave before the inauguration, but Trump left a letter, as is tradition, to his successor, Joseph Biden, right there in the Resolute desk in the Oval Office.
That really surprised me.
Nobody knows.
I would love to know what it says.
That's the thing, right? Nobody knows what it says. We'll never, or will we? A surprise bonus top 10 this morning. A surprise bonus top 10. It is the top 10 things that Trump wrote to Biden in that letter. It's the top 10 things that are in the letter that Trump wrote to Biden. Here we go. Tread lightly, writing staff. I'm just saying. Number 10. Dear Joe, I know we've had our differences, but if you don't mind, could you speak to the people at Twitter about my account? I would appreciate it.
Number nine.
If you happen to see Barron, could you just overnight him perhaps to Florida?
That's right. They left him.
They left him.
Number eight.
He didn't get on the plane.
He was nowhere to be found. He's like Kevin McAllister running around. Mom? Dad? I made them disappear.
Number eight.
Dear Joe, I left you some Mickey D's coupons in the top left drawer. Buy one, get one free on Big Macs. Plus, here's two vouchers for a free night stay at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Please check the expiration dates.
Number seven,
a thing that was in the Trump letter to Biden. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, I think this is how transitions go. Check yes or no.
Number six.
Hey, Joe, tip. Check out the White House kitchen. I got Red Baron pizzas in there, and they, yes, do float.
Will it float?
That's topical, and I don't know how he knew that, but how about that?
It's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Number five.
Just a heads up, the spare key is under the third bush in the Rose Garden. I hid it inside of a rock. Also, the Lincoln bedroom is great, but we never got around to fixing the faucet in the Lincoln bathroom. And that thing drips. I mean, really drips. Tremendous drippage. So many drips. You've never heard so much dripping in your life.
Number four.
Well, he was busy. Never got around to it.
Number four.
Thing that Donald Trump wrote to Joe Biden in his letter. Dear Joe, you still ain't called or wrote. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's messed up. You don't answer, man. If you think you don't want to talk to me outside your inauguration, you don't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Ivanka.
Number 3.
How about that? Somebody got that. Number 3. Hey, Joe, if the other Joe Exotic calls, not here.
Number 2.
Number 2.
No kidding.
There were actually two letters. The first letter was F and the other was, well.
Number 1.
And then finally.
Those letters.
The number one thing that's in that letter that Trump left for Joe Biden. Dear Joe, sorry, I won. Yeah, there you go. There's your impromptu bonus top 10. And you know the letters I'll get on that? It'll be about the M&M reference. It won't be about...
When you said M&M reference,
yes,
I didn't realize you meant the wrapper. I thought you were talking about the actual candies.
Yes. So before we did this, I was like, okay, so number 4 is a little weird, and it's an M&M reference, and I don't know if anybody's going to get it, but there's a song called Stan, and he writes a letter, and...
Yeah. Okay, now I know what you're
right,
talking about.
We could try...
Number 4!
It melts in your mouth, not in your hand. No, that doesn't work.
Oh. That was the letter for Bill.
There. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Sign off. We just peaked.
It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.